There's data today showing April was not a blockbuster month for hiring in America. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The big set of employment and unemployment reports from the government is due Friday morning, but the payroll processing company, ADP, has just added up the names in its computers, and the result for April is only 156,000 higher than in March. Susan Schmidt is Senior Vice President, Portfolio Manager at the Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the good news is more people were on payrolls last month than the month prior, but not all that many more.
Not all that many more. So actually, a somewhat disappointing number this morning from the ADP employment report. So we saw the actual number that they're saying added to the job market was 156,000 jobs. The prior number was 200,000. So it's definitely a step down, perhaps not as rosy a picture, but still positive. It is still a gain, and this data does have a lot of variability to it, so it does have some noise in there, and we think that there's maybe a spring adjustment process going on, so we're still hopeful.
Oh, for the season. Now, this is by crunching the payroll numbers that the private company ADP does for many companies. Now, on Friday, it's the official jobs number for the month of April. What do you think?
Based on today's report from ADP, the market will set up for lowered expectations for the Friday jobs number. And we haven't seen a lot of excitement in the market this week. Earnings are tailing off. And I think that right now, after some uncertain issues, both internationally with data there and both on the home front with the election process, there's going to be some uncertainty in the market. And I think there'll just be a pause for the rest of the week until we get better data and that government number gets released on Friday.
All right. We'll see what happens on Friday. Susan Schmidt at the Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tesla, the zippy electric car company, reports its profits and losses today. The big reveal for its newest car, the Model 3, was about a month ago. That's the one that is cheaper but not cheap. But as Sally Herships reports, the car won't be ready for a while, and banking on plans for the future can be tough.
Tesla's newest car, the Model 3, has about 400,000 reservations. Impressive, but David Whiston, an analyst with Morningstar, says careful. Don't confuse new with successful.
Generally, anything that's new about Tesla, people get excited about.
Whiston says last year, Tesla only sold a little over 50,000 cars worldwide.
Compare that to GM or Toyota or Volkswagen, who each sell 10 million units a year.
And the company still has a ways to go before it takes over the automotive world, even with its newest car. Colin Langan is an auto analyst with UBS.
I think you have to, be concerned about how profitable the Model 3 is going to be.
The Model 3 isn't due out until next year. It's a lot less fancy than Tesla's current offerings, but it's also a whole lot cheaper, so consumers could decide to wait, which means one big question.
What's going to happen in the period as you're waiting for the Model 3?
In the meantime, analysts say investors excited about Tesla could just be paying for long-term potential rather than immediate profit. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And there's a Canadian consulting firm that specializes in self-driving vehicles, the Canadian Automated Vehicles Center of Excellence. Its executive director just told Canadian Broadcasting that, yes, once cars are autonomous, there will be more sex in cars. Morning traffic, the ultimate aphrodisiac. Hi, David Brancaccio here. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We give you the context we think you need to understand what's happening in the economy and why it matters to you. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. Your gift in any amount will be automatically doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. For families struggling through the horrors of treating heroin and addictions of that kind, it's getting the loved one to accept and embrace treatment. And then there is the cost of rehab. As Harriet Jones reports, some families are holding community fundraisers.
Hi, bad Adam.
Melissa Hume is staging a benefit at her hair salon, Utopia, in Waterford, Connecticut. She's offering $25 haircuts, with the proceeds going to help families pay for inpatient rehab for drug addiction, an event she's calling Hair for Healing.
Actually, I hadn't thought about a goal. I just put it out there to be busy all day. We started at noon, and we've had every chair full so far.
Hume lost her cousin, Christopher Johns, to a heroin overdose about 18 months ago. She says she wasn't sure what her comfortable community would make of fundraising for heroin addicts, but she says, so far so good.
It's a very positive reaction. People really want to bring awareness to the subject.
Christopher John's mother, Lisa, put her son through several rounds of rehab during his years of addiction.
He begged for help. He begged me to find him something. He didn't want to be an addict. He hated himself.
But she says the sheer cost was a huge obstacle.
Tens of thousands of dollars. The first rehab I had my son in, it was $27,000. That's just to get him there. That's not including the airfare. That's not including the medical that we had to pay for and all of that. It's really costly.
After John's son died, she founded the nonprofit Community Speaks Out. It works to reduce the stigma surrounding addiction and helps families pay for and navigate recovery. Her partner in the enterprise is Tammy De La Cruz. She says some families can rely on insurance coverage, while others will have their claims denied outright, and some will find payment is limited to just a few weeks.
And so we're talking people are remortgaging their house, taking out loans against their retirement. And the insurance is determining whether a person's sick enough or not. 28 days is not enough for a person that's doing heroin. It's just not enough.
De La Cruz believes addiction should be treated just like any other chronic disease, but she says so far that's not the case. At the end of the day, the Hair for Healing event raised $1,600. In Waterford, Connecticut, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.